From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A day after releasing a statement announcing it was disbanding the Libyan Islamist government in Tripoli, reverse course, with the Prime Minister of the National Salvation Government urging his ministers to remain at their posts and not cede authority to a UN-backed unity government. The reason for the change is unclear, but may reflect a division within the ranks of the Tripoli regime. Zubair Iqbal is a resident scholar with the Washington-based Middle East Institute.
It's quite clear that some of the militias who were supporting the Salvation Government did not like the idea of folding up and accepting the UN-supported government, the management, Siraj management. And they're a fairly strong militia because they're the ones who provide protection to the movement of oil, crude oil, that Tripoli government sells.
The Tripoli-based authorities Tuesday said they were disbanding to cede authority to the unity government. The UN-backed Government of National Accord, headed by Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, arrived at a Tripoli naval base last week. Libya has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Rival armed factions have spent the last 5 years trying to grab power and take control of Libya's lucrative oil industry. The Syrian army and its allies have launched a major counterattack on the village of Tel al-Ais, south of Aleppo, overrun earlier this week by al-Qaeda-linked rebels. The Syrian ground offensive is said to be backed by heavy and concentrated airstrikes. Pro-government forces have been bolstered by recent battlefield gains, including the recapture of the ancient city Palmyra from Islamic State fighters. The al-Qaeda affiliate, the Nusra Front, and the IS group are not covered by the country's cessation of hostilities, which went into effect 6 weeks ago. Proximity peace talks are set to resume in Geneva on Monday. This is VOA News. A majority of the Dutch who voted in Wednesday's referendum rejected a European Union trade deal with Ukraine by about a 2-to-1 margin. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders said it means ratification can't move forward at this time.
So we have to take a step-by-step approach. We have now to talk within the cabinet, with the parliament, with our European partners, also with the Ukraine, to see what the consequences of this decision might be.
The referendum, which is non-binding, comes just 3 months before British voters are to cast ballots on whether to remain in the European Union. A day after Iceland's prime minister resigned amid a public uproar over his wife's involvement in an offshore account holding millions in debt from failed Icelandic banks, the government named a new prime minister, calling for new elections later this year. Arni Paul Arnason is an opposition leader.
I think the Icelandic public can be proud to have, with the assistance of the international and domestic media, put such a pressure upon the government. The prime minister is out, and we will be forcing an early election. We would have wanted to see that election immediately. I think more needs to be done in order to re-establish credibility for the Icelandic political system.
Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson quit just days after the so-called Panama Papers were made public following a leak to a journalist consortium. The coalition government has named the agriculture minister, Sigurdur Ingi Johansson, as interim prime minister. The UN peacekeeping chief told the Security Council Wednesday there's been an upsurge in fighting in Sudan's Rest of Darfur region. Hervé Ladsou said the fighting pits government forces against rebels of the Sudan Liberation Army in the Jebel Mara region.
The escalation of fighting in Jebel Mara has led to large-scale displacement, especially from mid-January to late March. The humanitarian organizations estimate that as at the 31st of March, at least 138,000 people from Jebel Mara have been newly displaced, both in north, central, and south Darfur.
Ladsou says many of those have sought refuge at camps operated by the joint UN-African Union mission. A senior U.S. military official says the U.S. military could open another fire base to support Iraqi security forces working to isolate the IS-held city of Mosul. Rear Admiral Andrew Lewis's comment to reporters at the Pentagon follows last month's revelation of the existence of a U.S.-operated fire base following an Islamic State attack that killed a U.S. Marine. Human Rights Watch says millions of Bangladeshis continue drinking water contaminated with arsenic despite efforts to dig new wells at safer depths. The rights group blames nepotism and neglect by government officials. And Angola has asked the International Monetary Fund for help in extending a 3-year loan to cope with the sharp decline in global oil prices. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.